Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day.
Welcome to Money Matters, your trusted source for financial empowerment, proudly brought to you by NetBank Insurance. Now, this August, we celebrate Women's Month. We're turning the spotlight on a topic that's often overlooked, but vital: insurance and women. Here's why these matters. Women are living longer, leading more households and contributing more to the economy than ever before. In fact, 42.6% of South African households are female-headed. Yet, despite this growing responsibility, many women remain significantly underinsured, especially when it comes to life cover, income protection, and critical illness. And the consequences, you can imagine, are real. Without the right cover, a sudden illness, an accident, or loss of income can derail years of hard work and sacrifice. And not just for women, but for families who depend on them. So let me ask you this. How many women do you know who are raising children, helping their parents, and holding down full-time jobs but don't have a policy in their own name? Or maybe even a funeral cover, but nothing else. It's not that they don't care. Often, it's because no one told them what kind of cover they actually need, or they put their family first and themselves last. And the cost of that silence? Well, it shows up when a breadwinner gets sick, when a mom can't work for 3 months, when a household built on love and sacrifice has no backup plan. In today's conversation, we're going to explore why women are usually underinsured despite increasing responsibilities, how caregiving, income gaps, and longer life expectancy changes a woman's insurance needs, real stories of women who learned the hard way and those who got it right early, and the simple steps every woman can take to protect their income, her health, and her family's future. After a short break, I'll be joined by Hlengiwe Hlela, who is the Head of Customer Value Propositions at NetBank Insurance. Together, we'll look at how NetBank is helping South African women close the insurance gap and step confidently into their financial power. So whether you're a student in Bellville, a single mom in Alex, or in Gqeberha, this episode is for you. And it might just be the start of a whole new chapter in your financial life. Let's get into it.
Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day.
Welcome back to Money Matters, proudly brought to you by NetBank Insurance. Before the break, we opened up the idea that women are carrying more financial responsibility than ever before, and yet so many still remain underinsured or completely uninsured. To help us understand why this is and why it matters so much, I'm joined by someone who works every day to help South Africans, especially women, make better, bolder insurance decisions. Hlengiwe Hlela is the Head of Customer Value Propositions at NetBank Insure. Hlengi heads up a team that drives a customer behavior, how customers value and how they make product or service choice decisions. The team then uses these insights for customers. Hlengi holds a master's in industrial sociology from Wits University and a postgraduate diploma on management practice from Henley Business School. Welcome to Money Matters, Hlengi.
Thank you, Rolf, and good evening to your listeners. I'm glad to be here today because I think this is quite an important topic that we're covering. Insurance is often seen as something that you'll get later or get to later, but The reality is women need insurance today. It is really not about insuring yourself for the worst, but it's actually preparing you and providing you with financial confidence in case any curveball hits you.
Okay, then let's start with the basics. Why is insurance especially important for women?
So you alluded to it earlier. The first point is around longevity. This means that we need financial protection that lasts longer, especially into retirement. Mm. The second part is our dual role in the household. We are caregivers, as increasingly we are also primary breadwinners. In fact, 42% of South African households are headed by females. Mm. So this already should give you an insight in terms of why it's important. That's a huge responsibility. You're looking after the kids, you're looking after the household. And insurance then plays a key role in helping you take care of the responsibility and safeguard should something happen to you. Mm. Insurance is not really just about death, right? It's also what could happen to you while you are living.
Yeah.
And that misconception maybe we should be addressing today. So if we think about it, if I'm unable to work, I need insurance to cover my salary. If there's a severe illness, I need insurance to cover that that critical illness. And that longevity still is required, or that continuity for the family still needs to happen. And insurance help us to then continue to live and safeguard our families through any eventuality.
Okay, then. So based on that and the experience that you've been able to gain, would you say that women are adequately covered today or not?
Unfortunately not.
Yeah.
So a key insight, and several studies show that women are actually not covered compared to their males counterparts. That is actually about two-thirds of the cover we hold in comparison to males. So already there is a disconnect in terms of how much we need versus where we are today. And that really does not only speak about are we covered for life. So whether it's illness, disability, loss of income, the lack of adequate cover can have long-term consequences for women, not just for yourself, but also for your dependents too.
So let's talk about life expectancy in particular. What are the implications of women living longer?
It's exciting, right?
No.
Living longer is a blessing, yeah. But it also comes with financial commitments. Mm. It does mean that you have to plan ahead in terms of your retirement savings, and the insurance benefits need to stretch longer. Your spouse is likely to outlive you, which means you rely solely on yourself in your financial planning. Longer life also means that you are at risk of other chronic illnesses and require medical gap cover. Your medical expenses also increase. So there is a need for you to be planning ahead with one income to ensure that you are fully covered.
And how does being a breadwinner affect a woman's insurance needs? I would imagine that it changes it quite a bit, those dynamics.
So, I mean, it means that your income is what's required for your family's well-being. If something happens to you, whether it's illness or disability or death, your family could really face serious challenges financially if you have not planned adequately. So what insurance does, it helps you to bridge that gap. So life cover ensures that your kids continue to study, your debt is paid, and the longevity for them to get to school, the dependents that you looked after will continue to survive beyond your death, right? If you are unable to work, it also ensures that you then get an income that will help supplement until you are back at work through your income protection. And funeral cover also helps to ease the burden of financial expenses should something happen, not just to you, but also your dependents. So it's really not just about protecting yourself, but it's also about protecting the people who rely on you.
Thank you for those powerful insights. What's clear is that insurance isn't just a financial product. It's a lifeline, especially for women who carry so much responsibility in their homes and in their communities. But despite this, it sounds like a lot of women remain uninsured or underinsured. In your view, what causes this gap between the obvious need and the reality, Hlengi? I mean, what exactly are women missing when it comes to insurance?
It is a big issue, and many women are underinsured in key areas like life cover, which protects your family financially if you pass away. Income protection, which replaces your salary if you can't work due to illness or an injury. Critical illness cover, which pays out a lump sum if you are diagnosed with a serious condition like cancer or a stroke. And even funeral cover, especially for your dependents like your children and your elderly parents. The gap isn't about not having insurance. It's about not having enough of the right kind of cover.
No, absolutely. And what is causing this gap? Why are so many women falling through the cracks?
There are a few key reasons. First one is affordability, or perceived affordability. So many women, especially single parents or part-time workers, feel that they can't afford insurance. But often they actually overestimate the cost of insurance. There are so many affordable options out there. It really needs us to just go look and find the information so that we get started on the journey. The second one is also around lack of awareness, or just what resonates with me. So I don't see cover that looks like me or carries what I need from the person that I am and what I carry from a household perspective. So a lot of women then cannot resonate with the offerings that are there, and they think that the insurance policies and different covers do not speak to them, but speak to people in different income segments. Mm. The third one is around prioritizing others. I mean, this rings true to all of us as women, right?
Yes.
So we are natural caregivers. We'll pay for the school fees. We'll pay for groceries, your parents' medical cost, and anybody who needs help, right, in our networks before we actually think about protecting ourselves. But the truth is, if you are not covered, your family is at risk.
Mm.
And the last one, which we can't run away from, is around complexity and mistrust that is associated with insurance. So insurance can feel overwhelming. The jargon, the paperwork, the terms and conditions. It just is very intimidating for a lot of people. So a lot of other people also have bad experiences or know of people who tell about their bad experiences. Therefore, they are hesitant to start the journey around insurance.
Yeah, I mean, that is so true. And I imagine that for many women, it's not like they don't want insurance, it's that they don't know where to start, you know, or think it's out of reach.
Exactly. And that's where education becomes critical for us. When women understand what's available to them and how it fits into their lives, then they're empowered to make the informed decisions. And that's why we are here today, to help them understand the key around insurance and why they should be covered.
Yeah. I mean, thank you so much for unpacking that for us so clearly. You know, what really stands out is that the insurance gap isn't just a numbers issue. It's a lived reality for many women, whether it's affordability, lack of awareness, or simply putting others first. These barriers are leaving women exposed to financial risk. But the good news is it's never too late to start. And the right cover doesn't have to be expensive or even complicated. It just needs to be relevant to your life, you know. And I guess that also depends on the different life stages of different women, doesn't it, Tlengi? Because the truth is, our needs change as we grow and we take on new roles and we take on new responsibilities.
Of course, insurance is not a one size fits all. It really depends on where you are. As a 20-year-old first-time jobber, I have very different needs compared to a mother or a person that's already approaching their 50s in retirement. So maybe let's break it down.
Yeah.
As a young professional in your first-time job, so in your 20s and 30s, this is the best time to actually start your insurance journey. You are healthy, premiums are low, and you are building your career. So start with life cover and income protection, especially if you are supporting siblings or paying off student loans. And then the second part I would also speak to is disability cover. If you are unable to work, it can help you to maintain your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So as you graduate and you start becoming a mother, and possibly a single mother, this is where protection becomes critical. You are caring for the children, you are managing the household, and actually are juggling a lot of things that you are solely responsible for. You need life cover to ensure your children are financially secure should something happen to you. You need your income protection if you're unable to work, so that to safeguard the household income. Mm. And you also need critical illness, right? So comprehensive cover is critical as a single parent, because everybody is depending on you to make things happen. Lastly, into retirement. So this stage is really about preparing for retirement and managing your health risks. So we start here to introduce gap cover, medical insurance, and of course, funeral still is quite critical.
Mm-hmm.
But here we start to review around your retirement. Am I sufficiently ready to retire? And we start to also look at your life cover. Your kids, we hope, are now out of home, and you can start to relook the your beneficiaries, how much money you are putting towards your life cover to supplement your retirement. But the important thing is you need to review and you need to understand where you are in your life stage in order for you to enable those changes and navigations in terms of what do I need? What do I need to upweigh and what do I need to downweigh when it comes to insurance to ensure that I'm protected?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a helpful breakdown. But how do women know what's right for them? You know, because insurance can feel so overwhelming.
So I guess that's where education comes in. Financial literacy is the foundation. So women need to feel comfortable around asking questions. You need to be comparing products. You need to be understanding, what am I signing up for? So we encourage women to speak to a trusted advisor. I mean, we have financial planners at Nedbank Insurance that can actually help you understand the different covers, understand where you are in your life and what cover you need to supplement that life stage. There are also tools online that helps you to just calculators, mobile apps and checklists that help you to navigate this category so that you are actually understanding what are my needs and where are the gaps that I need to fill as it pertains to insurance.
Yeah, and I suppose that helps with the issues around being underinsured, because sometimes you don't know if you've got enough.
Yes. So, I mean, if I think about most of us, when we start our jobs, we take up cover, different types of cover, but we never go back and review, right? Where am I? Am I now getting married? Maybe I've gotten divorced, I've gotten a child. There are so many things that happen in your life. So reviewing your cover is equally important so that you start to see where is exactly the gap as it pertains to my cover and what do I need to be doing. So that, as part of the checklist, is really critical for you to get the balance right when it comes to insurance.
And that is such an important point that you raise, because at different stages of our lives, we need different things. And we as women in particular need to be aware of that. And I think we get so overwhelmed with life and everything that happens around us, we don't really keep track of what it is that we need at certain stages.
And that's so true, right? But we need to be more cognizant of where we are, because if we do something wrong, it has fundamental implications, not just for ourselves, but the people that we are looking after. So for me, it isn't just about protection, but it's about the confidence and the independence that you get when you know you've made the right choices. Mm-hmm. It's about peace of mind, knowing if something happens to me, I've done all the planning and I have all the cover I need, that life will continue. Mm-hmm. And that's the burden that we must be thinking about when we think about insurance. It's not just, you know, when I die, somebody's going to, you know, bury me with a dignified funeral. But rather, if life happens, and have I future-proofed my life so that the curveballs do not hit me? And am I able to continue with life if something happens? Mm-hmm. And will my family or my dependents be able to continue? And that's what really helps us to navigate the life stages that we are in.
Yeah, I know. That's so true. Insurance isn't just about protection. It's about confidence, independence, and peace of mind. And as we've heard, every life stage brings new opportunities to take control of your financial well-being. Let's take this to life with some real stories. After the break, we'll hear how insurance has impacted the lives of women, both those who are well covered and those who aren't.
Money Matters, powered by Nedbank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance, it's insurance you can bank on every day. In partnership with Alex FM, Westside FM, Sosha FM, Ofifi FM, Teta FM, Izwilo Mzansi, Radio Kwezi, Highway Radio, Bembe FM, Alfred Nzo FM, Mahikeng Radio, Nkangala Radio, Radio KC FM, Radio Zibonele. Money Matters, powered by Nedbank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day.
Welcome back to Money Matters with Nedbank Insurance. Now, so far, we've explored why insurance matters for women, the gap that leaves many exposed, and how your cover should shift as your life evolves. But sometimes, it's not the data or the definitions that convince us. It's the real stories, the voices that sound like yours and mine, the situations that feel familiar. That moment when you hear someone speak and you think, well, that could be me. Let's bring this conversation to life with real stories from women who've experienced the impact of insurance, both the good and the challenging. These are voices you'll likely relate to. Ladies, thank you very much for joining us. I'm going to start with you, Charlotte, and let's get a sense of you as a single parent and your experience with the kind of cover that you got.
I'm a single mom of two, and I've always tried doing right by my kids, paying school fees, putting food on the table, buying them clothes, funeral cover, and I always thought that was enough until last year. I felt very ill and I had to stop working. And suddenly, everything changed. My salary stopped. Mm. Everything stopped, but the bills didn't. They kept on piling up. I had no critical cover, just funeral insurance. and I couldn't pay my rent. I couldn't pay my bills. I couldn't take my kids to school. It was really bad. I had to borrow money from family members. At some point, they get tired of you.
Yeah.
Eventually, I spoke to a NetBank advisor who then helped me restructure my policy. I now have a critical life cover and a protection cover. Now, I don't have to worry about my kids. And now I know that my kids will never, ever have to go through what they went through again.
I mean, and how important was that for you to do, to reach out to the NetBank representative to make sure that you were getting the right cover for your circumstances?
I mean, I really went through a lot. We went through a lot. We were living through ends meet, you know, having to borrow money from family members, friends. So I had to get done. I had to get it done. As soon as I got back to work, I said, no, this is the right thing to do. This is the step that I have to take to make sure that my kids are protected and I'm also protected. Yes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we've also got Senzekile. Thank you for joining us. Your story is an important one as well, a young professional just getting into the working world, you know, and things like that. And you started early. Tell us about that.
Hi, Rufiwa. Thank you so much for having me. I'm 27 years old, by the way, and I just started out my career in accounting here in Durban. And, you know, I didn't think I needed insurance. You know, I thought, you know, I'm young, I'm healthy, and I'm single. Why do I need insurance?
Yeah.
But I just went and spoke to a financial advisor at NetBank anyway, and it helped me so much because they made me realize that it's never too early to start. And actually, the earlier you start, the better, because that means lower premiums and better long-term value from your insurance policy, you know. And insurance isn't just for old people or people who have worked for a long time. It's even for young professionals like myself. And funny enough, I got into an accident just a year after I got my insurance policy started. And that's when my income protection kicked in. I couldn't work for 3 months. You know, you can imagine the expenses, having to pay rent and all of those things. But with the insurance that I had covering my income, I was able to, you know, continue living, even though I wasn't working for those couple of months. You know, my insurance took care of everything. And now I always tell my peers, guys, it is not too early to start. The earlier, the better.
And how did you know what insurance was right for you?
And that's the lovely thing about working with NetBank, because I went there, I was totally blank about the kind of insurance that I needed or what I actually wanted from the insurance. And I spoke to a consultant that actually helped me pick the insurance that was perfect for me at the time. And yeah, that's how I got my insurance started.
Yeah. And I mean, Charlotte, one of the big things that women in particular don't do insurance or get insurance products is because of the costs. Do you feel that it is an important cost to have for insurance?
It is. You know, come to think of it, I also felt the same way, you know? And the nicest part about being with NetBank is that when I reached out, you know, when I told them my story and I just told them about my finances, you know, they were able to actually draft like my expenses. How much do I actually spend in a month? You know, and this is how much and I can basically afford. And this is the kind of policy that I can take, those kind of things.
Yeah. Was this your experience as well?
Yes, it was. It was. And, you know, I thought the insurance premiums would be very expensive for me, but because I'm still at a young age and I'm still healthy, so my premiums are still low and I get more value. And, you know, I feel secured whether I'm going to be planning to have a family soon or it's just still me, but I feel more confident financially knowing that I have insurance with NetBank.
Thank you so much, Senzekile. I mean, your story is the perfect example of how starting early can really just protect you from life, because
things happen and you need to be prepared for these things as they happen. Thank you to both of you for sharing your experience with us. It's such a great example that we've just heard there from both ladies. Two very different stories, but one clear message. Insurance is personal, powerful, and essential. Whether you're just starting out or supporting a family, the right cover can protect your future and the people who matter the most in your life. Now, these stories really bring home the message. Insurance isn't just about policies and paperwork. It's about real lives, real families, and real futures.
Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day.
So thank you. You got to hear these stories of, you know, the clients who had different experiences, but who all painted a picture to clearly indicate that I need insurance for the different circumstances in my life, but also for unforeseen events that happen in life, because that's what it is. So someone might be watching right now thinking, I better sort out my life before it's too late, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know where to start. Where do they start?
And that's the most common thing. A lot of people say, I know I need insurance, but I don't know where to start. And that's completely understandable. Insurance is complex and can be overwhelming, especially when life is already busy.
Mm.
So let's maybe help you uncomplicate it.
Yeah.
Let's put together a list of questions that you may ask yourself, a checklist, so that it helps to give you a sense of where you stand and what you might need.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening at home, get a notepad, get a pen, and jot down these few questions. So the first question is, if something were to happen to me, how will my family survive?
Mm.
Will there be enough cover for them to be financially secure?
Mm.
So that is around life cover. The second one, can my family or my household survive financially in the event that I'm unable to work?
Mm.
Income protection there comes to play because it will help to replace your salary during any illness or injury. Third question, do I have cover for serious illness like cancer or a stroke? So severe illness cover provides a lump sum of money if you are needing treatment or in times of recovery while you are recovering from an illness. Fourth one, do I need funeral cover? Not just for myself, but also for my dependents. And this actually is just around easing the financial burden during a difficult time. Then the last question is, have I reviewed my policies in the last year? Life changes. You can get a promotion, you can have a child, you can change your job, get a divorce. That should trigger any policy review. So any life change means that you must review your policy.
Mm.
And maybe let's get a bit more gender specific. So as a woman, there are conditions like breast cancer, cervical cancer that are common for us. So do I have cover that would cover me for those specific conditions should life happen? And these are really good questions before you start even looking at the different options that may be at hand that you must consider for yourself.
And I suppose it's quite important to highlight that you don't need to take out all of these products.
Yes.
There can be a couple or a few that are tailored to your needs as an individual or as a family woman.
Yes. And that's exactly what the next step is about. So now you've created the list of all the possibilities based on what you may need and where you are in your life journey. Now rank them in the order of importance. You don't have to take them all today, but it's really around looking at your circumstance and looking at what do I need now from a solutions perspective. And that will guide really where you start with your insurance journey. And we have people to help you with that. So at NetBank Insurance, there's always somebody to call you and help you, whether it's a financial planner or a risk consultant, to really understand your needs and then put together a fit for purpose solution and guide that would help you navigate insurance.
Yeah, and I suppose one would think listening to this, oh boy, are there costs involved in this entire process and how bad are they?
Of course not.
Yeah.
So help is free, you know, phoning somebody and asking for help and asking them to guide you. There's always somebody willing to help, and that help and that information is free for you. their job is to really make sure that what you are taking from a cover perspective really aligns to what you are needing and truly solutions for you, so that you don't get to claim stage and suddenly there's a disconnect between what you bought and actually what you are needing. Mm-hmm. And they are there to guide you to say, this is what you currently have. These are some of the gaps that you could be experiencing currently now, and this is how we can fill that gap. And sometimes it's not really about another product, but the solution might be we have rider benefits, for example, through life cover. Mm-hmm. A rider benefit is an optional extra. So instead of taking critical illness as a standalone product, it can be built into your life cover. Mm-hmm. So that's a solution that says, actually, I haven't thought about critical illness, but I have life cover. How do I best use this life cover to tick off the other parts? And that's how they would assist you to say, what is the best possible way that we can solution for you, given what you currently have.
And with that rider cover, you've explained it so well to us, it's all under one premium that you would be paying?
It might be slightly more than what you are currently paying, but not so expensive, because it will just give you enough cover that you might need for that additional optional extra. Mm-hmm. So from a cost perspective, it will truly be affordable than getting a standalone cover.
Very, very interesting insights. I mean, that checklist is so simple, but so powerful, because it's not about having every policy in the world. It's about knowing where your vulnerabilities are and making sure that you're covered or that they are covered. And honestly, just asking those questions can be the start of a much more empowered financial journey in your life. You're listening to Money Matters with NetBank Insurance. Don't go anywhere. When we return, we hear from some of you, some of the comments and questions that you may have to start your insurance journey.
Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day. In just a few easy steps, you can protect your loved ones by taking out life cover of up to 3 million rand. Log on to the Money app and go to the Insurance tab. Give us consent to share your information with us. Complete a few questions about yourself. Select the cover amount you would like. Review your quote and accept the terms and conditions. Select your debit order date. Nominate your beneficiaries. Confirm your cover, and just like that, you are protected. It's insurance you can bank on every day. NetBank Insurance. Did you know you can get up to 100,000 rand in funeral cover from as little as 50 rand a month? Maria didn't want her children burdened with costs one day, so she planned ahead and took out NetBank Insurance funeral cover and made sure her family wouldn't carry that financial weight during their grief. Ready to move to insurance you can trust? Visit the nearest NetBank branch. Find us online on netbank.co.za/insurance. Use the NetBank Money app or call us on 0800-333-111. NetBank Insurance is not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. You're listening to Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day.
A warm welcome back to Money Matters, proudly brought to you by NetBank Insurance. Tonight we've explored why insurance matters so deeply for women, looked at the gaps that leave many underprotected, and mapped out how your cover can and should change as your life evolves. But we also know that real decisions start with some real questions, and that's where we turn to you, our listeners. Let's dive into some of the questions that you've sent in over the past week, questions that show you just how personal and sometimes overwhelming this journey can be. Hlengi, you ready to answer some of those questions?
Let's go.
Let's listen to the first one.
Hi, my name is Noluthando Nombula, and I'm a single mom on a tight budget. Can I really afford insurance?
Thank you, Noluthando, for the honest and important question. The short answer is yes. You can. Insurance doesn't have to be big to be meaningful. Mm. Even a basic cover like funeral and a starter life insurance can offer you real protection. And at NetBank Insurance, we've designed products that meet people where they are, whether they're in little or a lot. There's something to help you protect your family and build financial security over time. The key here is to begin with one meaningful step and to build as you go.
That is the key, just to begin, right, with that meaningful step, as you say. Let's listen to another listener.
Hello, Angela here. Are there low-cost options that still offer real value?
That's a good question.
It is indeed, especially in this economy.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I mean, we have funeral policies and income protection products that start as little as 100 rand a month. That's pretty much 3 rand a day. I mean, skip that cup of coffee, skip buying that airtime and get cover. But because that would offer you peace of mind if something unexpected happens. Mm. The idea isn't about being overinsured. It's about being smartly insured for the biggest risk to your life. That could be losing an income, facing a health crisis, or needing cover to cover your final expenses.
Yeah. This is very interesting, this idea of being overinsured. Maybe you can expand on that for us.
I mean, I think if I think of myself, when you get started, you just want to make sure that you are covered in everything.
Mm.
So maybe you can actually go overboard with how many funeral covers you have, how many life covers you have. But I think it speaks to, where am I in my life stage? How much am I going to need should something happen to me?
Mm.
So let's, for instance, take funeral cover. A basic funeral in South Africa today costs about 70,000 rand,
yeah.
Right? So the idea is to think about, what type of funeral am I looking for, and how much is that going to cost? And also, how many people am I needing to cover for funeral? And that should really give you an indication then of how much do I need for funeral, instead of taking 5 different funeral covers,
yeah.
Right? The second part is around life insurance. If you are a young 20-year-old starting out, you may really need a basic life cover because you haven't committed to buying a home, there are no kids, and the level of debt that you have is not necessarily high.
Mm.
But as you progress in life, you're going to start to think about, if I take on a home bond and I have kids that are still in school, should something happen to me, how much do I need? So that you then start to look at, how much cover do I have today? And realistically, with the financial planner, you start to navigate, how much am I going to need? And that again sets the tone around, so where do I go in terms of the amounts that I need for that life cover?
Yeah.
But getting more doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to give you peace of mind. It's about getting the right balance based on, where am I and what am I going to need? And before, we spoke about as you get to retirement, right?
Yeah.
Then you start to think about life differently. Now I'm about to retire. The immediate need is, am I fully cushioned for my retirement? So instead of looking at life cover and trying to get as much cover for yourself, you start looking at retirement. If I'm retiring in 5 years or 10 years' time, how much have I actually put aside for retirement? Is that enough? And you may be needing to do a trade-off, right, in terms of saying, now let me sort of pull back on life cover and how much I'm putting into life cover. My kids are now older, so let me not be over-insured there, but actually let me pump more money or resources towards my retirement. So I really think it's really about evaluating your needs based on where you are and what then the anticipated outcome is you're looking at. Yeah,
yeah, no, absolutely. Let's listen to a third question on the back of that.
Good day, guys. I just wanted to find a bit more information. Since I am a single parent, I was just curious, what kind of cover should I have to protect my kids if something happens to me in the near future or in future? Please kindly update me on that for reassurance.
Good question, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a single parent, essentially, a lot of responsibility lies with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the first starting point is around life cover, because life cover really gives you protection, not only for yourself, but also for your kids. So it provides that financial support should you pass on or something happens to you. Income protection, in case you are out of work, whether permanently or temporarily. So if you're unable to work, it will give you that buffer in an income. Funeral cover, to ease the burden on your family during an already difficult time. And if possible, if you have kids, an educational policy is critical to protect your kids' schooling so that there is continuity when something happens to you. But it is really around making sure that whatever you are responsible for continues in your absence.
That's really interesting. And you bring up something that I've actually never heard of, and that is education policies. Tell us a little bit about what those are actually and how they can help a policyholder.
Basically, in simple terms, is if something happens to me and I am critically ill or I pass on, I would want my kids to continue. So you are putting money aside to ensure that your kids' education will always be covered. Mm. And it stems from really from primary school all the way to tertiary, right? Mm. And there are different levels to it, as we alluded before. So based on your pockets. A lot of parents, in essence, would start this cover as soon as they know they are pregnant, right? Because you are trying
so
to now
late.
Set up. It's never late to start.
Yeah.
But the reality is education costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And good education is even worse. So you want to set yourself up for success. So the sooner you start, the better. And different organizations from an insurance perspective would offer you different options in terms of where do you want your kids to be studying? Is it public school, private school? And that would obviously have an impact in terms of how much you are needing to save on a monthly basis, as well as how much the payout will be. And the second part of it would really be around, so when do you want this cover to kick in, right? There are different eventualities, but other parents, of course, would then decide, when my kid go to varsity, I would like a payout.
Mm.
Or I would want this to kick off in high school. So, I mean, there are different variations of it, but in the basic terms of it is education is critical. We want our kids to get the best education. Mm. So we do need to put money aside to ensure that we are setting them up for success in whatever arena they're wanting to go into. There is cover for them to get a head start.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so grateful that I now know about it. And like you say, it's never too late to start. So there is an opportunity for me now as well. But let's hear from other listeners as well.
Good day, guys. I just wanted to find a bit more information. Since I am a single parent, I was just curious, what kind of cover should I have to protect my kids if something happens to me in the near future or in future?
That's a very interesting question. I've never thought about it before, but let's hear what you have to say.
It is a great question,
yeah.
And one that a lot of people ask. Actually, women do pay less, especially for life insurance, because statistically they live longer and also their risk in terms of health conditions is less than males. But of course, we must also consider their risk factors that go into the pricing model. So your age, your health and your lifestyle also impacts in terms of how your premiums are calculated and the type of cover that you are actually taking.
Mm-hmm.
So being a woman does not necessarily mean that you're going to pay higher or lower premiums by default, but in many cases, women tend to have less premiums than men.
Mm-hmm. I think we've got one more listener who's got a question for us. Let's listen in.
My name is Nomthandazo. Does insurance cover things like breast cancer or maternity complications?
That's a very important question, health-related policies, because we are seeing more and more people getting these diseases, and they are costly to try and manage.
Of course, yes. It's a very good question. So there are a lot of covers that cover from a health-specific perspective. Mm-hmm. So severe illness cover that are very much gender-specific, so like your breast, your cervical, and ovarian cancers. And there are actually other gap covers that will almost give you that buffer and bridge the gap with in terms of what your medical aid would pay versus what you are requiring. So they would then cover that shortfall. And in other areas, there's also obviously very specific severe illness cover that should you then get one of these illnesses, then they will give you a lump sum in terms of the treatment. And also as you are recuperating at home, that you have an income coming in.
No, thank you very much for answering those questions from our listeners this evening. We really do appreciate it. Thank you to everyone who submitted questions. What you've shown us is that insurance isn't abstract. It's real. It's personal, and it's something every woman deserves to understand and access. What I love the most about this conversation is that it's never about fear. It's about preparedness. It's about creating a future where our families are protected, our choices are respected, and our financial lives reflect our full worth. So whether you're starting small, rethinking your cover, or just committing to learning more so you're already taking a powerful step there,
So up next, we're tackling the 5 most common myths about insurance for women, and we're setting the record straight.
Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day. NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day.
Welcome back to Money Matters, proudly brought to you by NetBank Insurance. Now, we've covered a lot tonight, from understanding the insurance gap to hearing real stories and practical tips. But before we wrap up, there's one important piece we need to tackle: the myths. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and these myths can stop women from getting the cover they need simply because they don't have the full picture. So let's bust a few of the most common myths. We've still got Hlengi with us. Hlengi, are you ready?
Let's go. This is your famous slot.
This is a good one. It's my favorite, and I absolutely enjoy it. Myth number one: I don't have to worry about fine print when I'm taking out a policy.
Let me bust that one. Definitely, you do need to worry around taking the accountability of reading your terms and conditions.
Mm.
We do try to simplify. We do try to educate and send you documents just to reiterate what is in your contract.
Mm.
But the onus is also on you to make sure that you are understanding, what am I covered for? What are the exclusions? And what do I need to bear in mind as it pertains to my cover? And that really is an important part and an important step in taking up cover.
Mm.
And secondly, I think a good principle is, every year as you renew your cover and you evaluate what is still required from your side in terms of cover, relook at those things and make sure that whatever is covered in your terms and conditions still resonate with you, because you may need to evaluate whether the cover you currently have still meets your needs, given actually what also is in the terms and conditions and exclusions.
Mm.
And that will then prompt you to say, do I need a change? Do I need to up my cover? What decisions do I need to be making? So if you're not reading it, then you are not sure what is covered there and what is not. And there will be a problem. And when it comes, that's a good answer.
Mm, that was, and there will be a problem?
Cool. There will be a problem at the moment of truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when it's time to claim, suddenly there are these things that are coming up that you were not aware of, and you may not be paid out. So I really urge everyone, get cover, get familiar with what's covered, what's excluded, and continuously evaluate as you navigate the different stages of your life and at renewal. Continue to check.
Mm-hmm.
Am I still 100% covered? And what else am I needing that might not be covered in my current policy?
Mm.
And that is really in the terms and conditions.
So it's easy for you to go about making those updates while you've got the cover?
Yes, yes, it
mm-hmm.
is. But it is really important that you are understanding that when I was 21, I took cover, and maybe at that time I was quite healthy and a lot of things were not excluded. But as you navigate and we get chronic illnesses and life happens,
mm.
we might be then not anticipating exclusions, and they are there, but you would have missed it if you had not read the documentations, or the insurer makes updates to their terms and conditions and you just, you know, ignore that email.
Mm.
It may come back to bite when it matters the most.
Yeah.
And that's not what we are wanting. We want you to have a seamless claims process. We want you to reap the benefits of doing the right behavior, and that is getting insurance.
Mm. Let's bust the next myth. There's a common belief that if your partner has insurance, you're automatically covered. Is that true?
That's a myth we hear often.
The truth is your partner's policy usually covers them as a primary policy holder. Unless you are a core policy holder or named as a beneficiary, then you are not covered. And even so, your partner's policy does not necessarily cover you for specific things like your income protection, your severe illness or critical illness. That onus is on you to get that specific cover as you need it. It's not a shared cover. So, I mean, our household are shared cost. We know that. But it doesn't speak to insurance, unfortunately. An insurer is really about ensuring your value that you bring into the household and making sure that you are protecting that income, you're protecting your life so that whatever you contribute towards the household is still being met should something happen to you as an individual. So my suggestion is, as a starting point, sit down with your partner, have a discussion around, so what are you covered for? What am I covered for? Where are the things that actually overlap between the two of us in terms of life cover? Am I your beneficiary, et cetera, et cetera? And then say, so what else do I need as an individual in order to cover myself and make sure that if something happened and there's a curveball, I'm also protected as an individual so that we are not compromising the income or the continuity of our household if something happens to one of us.
And I suppose a couple speaking to a financial advisor is also important there.
It's very important and transparency is also critical, right? Especially now we have kids and we are building a legacy together. So it would help also for the financial planner to understand holistically what are we doing together as a couple and where does he need to actually be helping us to navigate that so that there is continuity for a household if one of us is impacted. Mm. But there's also a conversation that you need to have as an individual, right? Mm. Just to make sure that you as an individual person, that value that you want to protect remains protected even outside the shared relationship.
Yeah. Let's continue busting some of the most common myths that hold women back in particular from getting the insurance they need. Here's one that we hear a lot. Funeral cover is enough.
That's a big one. Funeral cost is important. It ensures that we have a dignified send-off. It helps us with burial cost and actually eases the burden on our families and during a very difficult period. But it's not enough on its own. Funeral cover doesn't replace your income. It doesn't pay off your debt, nor does it protect your kids' education if something happens to you.
Mm.
So think of funeral cover as one piece of a puzzle. You also need life cover, you need income protection, and possibly severe illness cover to truly be protecting your family's future holistically.
Yeah. The next myth to bust is, I don't earn enough to need insurance. Some women say, I don't earn much. Do I really need insurance?
And I think we alluded to that earlier, the perceived affordability around insurance. But the short answer is absolutely, you need insurance. Insurance isn't about how much you earn. It's about protecting what you have, that value I was talking about. So if you bring that income to the household, it's important that you're protecting it. Otherwise, it will be dysfunctional, right?
Mm.
If you have children, you have a loan, or anyone that depends on you, insurance is essential. Even a small policy can go a long way in making a difference in a crisis. And the good news is there are always affordable options tailored to different income levels.
Yeah.
Just get started.
Just get started indeed. So the next myth is, I'll get insurance later when I have kids or buy property. Okay. So what about women? Do you think they can wait? Well, we think that they can wait to have their kids or buy a house.
Waiting is risky, like life is unpredictable, and the earlier you get the cover, the cheaper it usually is. Plus, if your health changes later, it might be harder for you to get cover or even more expensive to get insured. Insurance is about being proactive. It's about planning ahead. It's not about reacting to something happening in your life. So my suggestion is start early. Get that cover. You may not need it today, but it is about that proactivity of saying, can I protect myself so that there is resilience should something happen to me?
Mm-hmm. And then the final myth for us to bust this afternoon, I'm covered through work, so I don't need personal insurance. And finally, I've got cover through my employer, so I'm sorted.
Mm-hmm. So that is a common misconception. Employer cover
is great and is a great benefit,
yeah,
but it's often limited.
Mm.
It might not fully cover you for the things that you need and also to cover your family. And it does usually end when you leave that job. Having your own policy means you are always covered. It provides you that confidence that no matter what happens in my life, I have cover that I can rely on. Or the people that depend on me will have something to fall back on should something happen to me.
Mm, thank you so much for busting those myths. A very, very insightful conversation that you and I have had this evening. Such important insights, because when you look at these myths side by side, it's easy to see how they quietly shape our thinking and hold us back from getting the protection we actually need. But now that we've got the facts, the message is clear. Insurance is not just for the wealthy. It's not just for men. It's not just for when you're older. Insurance is for you right now, exactly where you are.
Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. Insurance you can bank on every day.
And that brings us to the end of tonight's episode of Money Matters, brought to you by NetBank Insurance. We've discussed a lot this evening: why insurance matters for women, how our needs shift through life stages, the myths that hold us back, and the power of asking the right questions to protect what we've worked so hard to build. But beyond the facts and figures, tonight's conversation was really about one thing: agency. The ability to make decisions, bold ones, protective ones, that secure your future and honor your worth. And that journey isn't just personal, it's also historical. Women deserve more than recognition. They deserve protection, legal, financial, and emotional. As we reflect on Women's Month, we stand on the shoulders of women who marched to the Union Buildings back in 1956, women who demanded dignity, safety, and equality, not just for themselves, but for generations to come. And so tonight we echo their call, Watinta Bafazi, Watinti Mbokoto, when you strike a woman, you strike a rock. Let that spirit move you to act. Call 0800 333 111 or visit netbank.co.za, or you can email clientservices@netbankinsurance.co.za. Insurance is not about fear. It's about having options when you need them most. It's not just a policy. It's a promise to your family, your legacy, and yourself. From all of us here at Money Matters, thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up for your financial future. And remember, you are the rock. You are the difference. Until next time, stay informed, stay protected, and stay powerful.
Money Matters, powered by NetBank Insurance. It's not just any other insurance. It's insurance you can bank on every day. In partnership with Alex FM, Westside FM, Sosha FM, Ofifi FM, Teta FM, Izwilo Mzansi, Radio Kwezi, Highway Radio, Wembe FM, Alfred Nzo FM, Mahikeng Radio, Nkangala Radio, Radio KC FM, Radio Zibone.